Now, I'll turn it over to Dr. Mayor, Gardy, Field Turf, and Track Replacement.
The board had asked Dr. Lorenz and myself to gather information on the possibilities of turfing the football field and the soccer field, our athletic facilities, as well as Beaker. We did go out to the company that worked on our softball field and met with them a couple of times, got some information from them, got some prices, got some numbers for what they, and specs actually, for what they thought it would cost to make these improvements. So the information that they gave us is here, and so I just wanted to present it this evening so that everyone could see it. This is in a pretty simplified form. However, it gives you all the information that we had for this. The first option is the Marshall High School and Beaker Middle School turf and track. That means that Marshall football and soccer fields would be turfed and the track would be replaced. Storage addition would be added on the west side of Marshall High School, and Beaker Middle School football field will be turfed and the track will be replaced also. That is for a total cost of approximately $3.7
million. What's the purpose of the storage facility?
The coaches have asked for the storage facility, and Mr. Burtz has asked for an additional storage there. I wasn't in on that conversation so much. Were you, Dr. or Mr. Burtz, would you like to talk about that just a little bit?
Sure.
Sorry.
I wasn't really, the goal wasn't as far as looking at this. I didn't even know that we were just going. I knew it was kind of there, but I had discussions about this. But anyhow, at all of our buildings, storage is at a premium, and trying to protect the things that we do purchase, things that are given to us by the community. We want to make sure that they have a home, a place to be, instead of out in the middle of everything and getting tethered and tethered and carrying on. That doesn't need to happen. And so the idea was, our current weight room leaves a lot to be desired. It would make an outstanding facility for storage and in our high school that we need for instance, our scissor lift. The floor coverings for the gym is on a big roller system that, you know, has to be in the middle of gym classes and whatnot. There's a ton of things, chairs, tables and stuff that we have at the high school for all the different events. And so the thought was to look at possibly having our Career Center programs build a WIC style building for a new weight room facility for our athletic programs, and then turn the weight room facility that's inside the gym or inside the school into a storage facility, and maybe update the part of that smaller wing of the weight room, if you've been in there, for the custodians. So they have an appropriate space to do some work and things that they need to do. So that was
like
the idea with storage outside.
But it sounds like this wasn't like a high priority kind of item.
It wasn't. Actually, for the last 5 years that I've been in administration, I've been thinking about looking at our facility needs. It's kind of weird because you want to spend that time and that money and those resources on the classroom spaces that are directly impacting those students. But I think these indirectly impact our students tremendously, and also our relationship with not only our community, but those that are working so hard and our coaches' arenas with that equipment on top of them, and they feel a sense of responsibility to take care of it. I'd like to give them an adequate place to put it.
Okay, and I just want to say that this is not a concrete package. Things can be added, taken out, whatever. When the extra space was mentioned to me, discussed a little bit between us, I thought that is a good idea. I'll just put it in here with the athletic facility request. Whether it comes off, stays on, something else gets added. This is not a package in concrete by any means.
We have a junior high soccer program.
Yes.
Organized
yes.
By So is it Beaker, if we want to go with this package, that football field would have soccer lines on it, nets included, or do we know yet?
Oh, I'm sorry. This would be, the football field would have soccer lines on it.
At Beaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd probably want to do that at Beaker.
And then we'd have to get rollaway nets?
Yes.
So we need to make sure we include rollaway nets for both fields?
You would. Whenever they set those.
They won't be permanent.
When they, in talking to ATG, the package that they presented to us come with new goalposts and then rollaway nets for soccer. So they're including, I'm sure about the goalposts. I better double check on the rollaway nets, but I know the goalpost comes included in the price in the package if they could. Because they want a new modern goalpost system that they have.
I'm not worried about the goal. I'm just worried about the soccer goals. I know they come with goalposts.
But no, it would have to be.
The soccer goals are fairly pricey, and I just want to make sure they're included.
I'd have to double check on that. He did mention the goalposts. I'll double check on the soccer.
Before we go much further, can we step back a second? Can I ask, where did these, because we're going to go through three options, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Who developed the options? What teams worked together?
This was what ATG, the organization we work with, gave us three options. We told them what we were looking at. This option, the first one, is the football field will be turfed and the soccer field will be turfed. They'd be two separate. So they showed us three options, and that's what we presented.
So ATG is the turf company?
That they are.
So they
They're
came
basically
up,
a consultant. Right.
They came up with these three options.
Correct.
For us to put on the tax levy.
They came up with these three.
Not quite like this, though.
No, but
not
layered.
And so, but that just, the reason I thought about it, Tim, was actually because you were asking some of the nuts and bolts questions. And those actually, I was wondering, in just looking at the plan, yeah, there's just a lot of moving parts here. And I would want it more broken down than just what we've seen. Because I'm, how do you know about those sorts of...
If we decide to go with a certain package... I think I would be more than happy to help get the nuts and bolts. If we decide to go with one, two, or three, I'd be happy to work with anybody on the board to contact. We're going to need to contact AstroTurf, ATG,
sure.
Any other company. We're probably going to need three different consultants. You're going to have different layers of turf. You're going to have different. Specs, whether you want 1.5 inch or 2 inch turf, what kind of rubber infill you want.
But shouldn't we sort that out before we choose one of these options?
We
know.
But I think we have. I think we have the option to, if we decide to go with any or all these, it has to be placed on the ballot before January 21st.
January 28th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think from today, the 25th to. One of these days before our next board meeting, me and whoever would, we need to talk about game clocks at Beaker. We need to talk about bathrooms. We need to talk about seating, proper, safe seating.
Yeah.
Those are all things that we need to make sure are included in the envelope. Mm-hmm. And maybe if we don't go with the storage facility or weight room for the high school, maybe the Botech kids can build a bathroom and. Concession stand area at Beaker, and if we decide to go away from that.
I think a task force.
That's just me in a 2 second.
Sure. And I'll stop here in a second and let you continue, Dr. Mayor, but I think I get the point. That's one way to do it. I would say the better way to do it is we come up with a plan and then vote on that plan rather than vote and then fill in the details later.
I just assumed that this was preliminary, that this was just. A thought process,
but it's an action item.
But you have to have something to start with, and that's all we ask.
The action item can be that we develop option two or option three.
Yeah,
we develop it. We don't have to vote it. We're going to put it on the ballot. No matter what we do, it has to be a community effort. There's going to have to be community involvement. We're going to involve the community in the voting portion of this, and we're going to have to decide. A lot of communities, and I'm a firm believer that we're going to have to allow the community to work and exercise at our tracks and on our fields. they can't participate during our practices, but then we open the facility up from, say, 5:30 to 7:30 and turn the lights on. You know, and that's, we put them on a timer, the lights are on from 5:30 to 7:30 if you want to work out, if you want to play soccer. Coach, where do most of the soccer kids practice during the summer?
On our game field.
On your game field or on mine?
Huh?
Or on mine?
Yeah, or
they're there all the time. There's kids here. I see them on our field all the time. And there's a reason we have a great boys soccer team, because they're playing all the time. And if we give them that ability, we're just going to get better and better. And we don't want to, you know, we have adult leagues. We have, you know, our youth football programs. Coach Hughes, how many kids were in the youth program last year?
In the youth?
Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
I think they were about 25 to 30 per third grade team, that's about 60 kids, so
okay. 50, 60
kids.
I mean, they have to be able to practice on these fields and participate. You know, their home game will still be at the high school, I would assume. But, you know, I think it just, no matter what we do, and even if we don't do anything, if the voters are allowed, if we ask the voters to do this, I'm a firm believer that they have to be the citizens of Saline County, Special Marshal, use these facilities.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
I want to make it clear, I am not recommending anything.
I'm going to let her finish. I cut her off, so.
I'm not recommending anything. I was just asked to get information. This is just the information AGT gave us. I added the storage addition. That was my idea since they came to me, and that's like the ultimate package. But I am not recommending anything. I'm just giving the information.
Well, I think we'll probably have a larger discussion after we look at those options about whether it even needs to be a tax issue. But we might as well talk about what the options are.
Okay. So the option number two that they gave us then is the football and soccer fields at Marshall High School would be turfed separately, and the Marshall High School track would be replaced. Of course, this leaves off Beaker. So the Beaker facilities are not addressed in this one. The cost is $2.3 million for this. Then option three is the Marshall High School turf and track. The football field would be turfed. Soccer lines would be added for multiple uses for the one field, and the track would be replaced. That is at a cost of $1.3 million. Now, I do want to remind everyone that we do have $250,000 set aside to replace the track. But we were also told to please hold off on that, because if the football field is going to be turfed, then we don't need to be tearing up the new track. So these were the options that the organization that we worked with gave us. They could be interchanged, they could be whatever the board wants to do. But to take this issue to the voters in April, it is necessary to file it, and that means to have all of the kinks worked out like you talked about, to have our financial person make sure that it's packaged correctly, have the ballot language written by our attorney. So it does take a while to get all of this, but the deadline is January the 28th.
So it's, you said 250,000. I thought it was 400,000 that we had set aside for the track.
200.
Or that we had left over.
200.
Not 400?
Yeah, it's always been. We've always had 250 earmarked for the track.
And that's in Fund 4?
Fund 4, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there was just, it was back and forth by several board members, and the discussion was just, the only discussion I heard was to hold until we made a decision whether we're going to do the football field or not. I know that the people.
The reason being is tractor trailers and dump trucks traveling. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure everybody's aware.
And as far as installation, talking to ATG, it works best to do those at the same time, because they make that a seamless transition from one to the other. So
I think it's important for everyone to realize practice time. Football practice runs 2.5 hours approximately. Soccer practice, I would say 2 to 2.5, depending on the time of the year and you know how late in the season it is. To combine those fields, I think, especially in the fall, pushes a lot of students to 8 o'clock-ish by the time they get home. You know, just like basketball has to do now. A lot of you students understand that, but sometimes people don't realize how much it stresses dinner time and other events. That's one of the reasons I think, you know, if we went with option three, we need to take in consideration the kids and their time as well, and study time and home time.
So we've got these three options from this consultant, or from this
ATG.
From this company that does turf installation, right? So they've got a vested interest in our doing business with them. I wonder if we can't come up with, you know, whether it's a group of community members, people who know what they're talking about. And I motioned to Mr. Schulte here on purpose because he knows what he's talking about. PTO members, booster club members. Can't we come up with some ideas too? But maybe we don't even have to go to the community for a tax levy that, let's be honest, isn't going to be popular, and especially because it's not about a specifically academic issue. Not that athletics is not important, because it absolutely is. But we've got really low test scores right now. And if we aren't putting that as our priority, I don't know what the community is going to say about that. But back to the planning. Why can't we come up with a plan, and maybe in the course of that plan, maybe we identify grants or foundations that are willing to work with us?
I think that it was never designed that this was a go-to plan. I know that when we talked about it, we looked at, are we going to do Beaker, are we going to look at the high school, are we going to look at both soccer fields? So I think it was just a package option based on going out and asking. You would have to bid it out regardless. They couldn't just be our company. You know, and there does need to be a task force that looks at it in totality, because you're going to need to have community buy-in.
Yeah.
And you've got to have some community support, just as we just talked about in our bylaws, our missions, that we want to have more community involvement. So you're going to reach out and grab those people and bring them.
Some folks with some grant writing, some organizational
to
background.
To see if there is money or other things to go out there to get for lesser cost than a tax levy. But in the end, are you going to be able to generate that money in the end? Possibly not all that, but putting the question out there to the community to see what everybody thinks that we ought to have.
We want to spend money. I mean, this is this PE programs, classes, the band. You know, the one thing that's not included is finishing the baseball. You know, I'm an all-in guy. I mean, if we're going to do it all, let's do the baseball field, the Beaker, and the football and soccer field. I mean, if we want the community, if we want to build school spirit, school pride, I mean, it all begins in extracurricular activities. I mean, we can boast test scores. We can. It begins on Friday night, and it begins on Saturday at a football basketball game. And it begins when your baseball team goes to the Final Four, and when your band goes and wins the Sedalia competition. You know, I know that we're all proud of our academic achievements, but school spirit is built on extracurricular activities.
But I'm going to put academics first, and
I always do too. But I think the community needs to have the option. You know, we've been not stuck. We have a great football stadium, we have a great soccer stadium, but Beaker's terrible. Mm-hmm. Beaker's a joke. The athletic portion of Beaker, the field and what they have to practice on, there's no reason to play football. You go out and sit, you might as well play on this floor. It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying that I would like to see more options presented than just, here are these three, and let's take it to the taxpayers. I'd like to see more than just these three options.
I would be happy to work with you on any layer. Mm-hmm. We can come up with 12 of them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would be happy.
Wouldn't that be great?
But if we have to work quickly.
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
How much input came from the coaches of these individual programs for this? How much input did the coaches have
on the turf?
What we're talking about here.
These options.
Yeah, I'm all aware of the football. It's been brought up that, obviously, for scheduling reasons, that the soccer does need to be turf. So, like I said, this is kind of from my first glance at it. And we get a little more detail about it, we get more depth about it. But, like right now, our soccer team, we have 45 kids that are on that field 24/7. It sees a lot of traffic year in. Boys and girls season. We don't have a practice field. So we'll practice, we'll play on that field, by the end of the season, this is a third commitment.
So if we were able to do this, I've done split schedules, coaching to it's a nightmare. Would alleviate some of this, the 6 o'clock morning, Scott, I don't know if you guys are doing any of that, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, practices or anything like that?
The two fields would be great, the best option.
Okay, that was, my second question is, have we, are we just gonna spring this on the community, or are we gonna get input from them
first
before we go out there? I kind of like, I know, I imagine people here are gonna be, yeah, but.
I mean, that's what now up to the election leads to.
Okay.
So we have to start somewhere.
Because I can't go anywhere in the community, that's private. I can't go anywhere in the community without being lambasted about things. I guess it's because I will listen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound real good out there.
Yeah.
I come to a board meeting and it doesn't sound real, when I go out of here, I'm gonna have my friends say, what the heck are you doing now? $3.7 million.
Like I said, this is just a preview. I mean, we asked for some numbers, and they got some numbers. You know, Brian's right, we can't do anything until we have three bids, and we can't have three bids until we decide where we want to go. So I don't know why we're all getting bent out of shape about putting it out on the thing. You know, if it does, it takes more time than to get it on the January ballot, so be it. There's another vote coming in August or something, I don't know. But anyway, the time needs to be taken to do this and do it right.
Yeah.
And I agree
wholeheartedly.
Academics has to be the top thing.
Just once again, this is in no way. Is this a recommendation from the administration? In no way.
And that's why I'm saying it's just a preview. It's like, okay, if we do something like this, it could cost up to this much, but it could cost more if you decide to do two combinations of options. But that's, I always find it curious as a board member that people are more apt to vote for athletics than they are academics. And it's always sad to tell our teachers, sorry, there's no more than this much raise for you this year, because raises have to be continually funded. It's not like something we can take out of our reserves and do, because it's a constant thing. You know, we need more technology. We need more schoolroom. The high school is busting at the seams. I mean, storage is the least of his problems over there. He needs classrooms too. Then you look at our old schools, you know, there's a lot that goes into this. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to rush to do this in January. I'm sorry, I'm not. There's too much that's going on that needs to be addressed, and needs to be addressed in a systematic manner. Not just, well, we're just gonna go out here and do this. Well, how does that affect something down the line? And I think that's where our strategic plan comes in, is that we need to know where we are today, where we wanna be tomorrow, and where we wanna be 10 years from now. And if that takes another 6 months to get to, I see no reason for everybody to fly to the sky here and say we have to get it done and on the ballot by January. Be nice, but I don't think that's where we need to be headed.
Just understand, if we do decide to go with an athletic program, since the election's not in January, correct? It's in April. You have to hire these people before June 1st.
I understand that.
I'm just saying, it's just timing. So I want everybody to understand the timing. If we do decide to go with any sort of have competition field replacement, has to be bid and won before May 1st. Because they'll have a dozer here May 20th when school's out.
Right. I mean, I understand that part.
I just want everybody to understand.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that we all understand that, you know, there's a lot that's going in here, and that we need a big plan. We don't need just this plan. And it starts now.
And remember, this is a 5-year sunset if we decide to go with it.
I know.
So in order to get started,
let me ask real quick, just some, and Tim knows, probably knows this. Our January board meeting would be the 21st. So in that time frame, is that enough of all days to put together a fairly detailed proposal that we could vote on at that time?
If there was enough board members that would vote for it, yeah, we'll work on it day and night. But if we're going to get stopped, I'm not going to work the next 2 months and get voted down 6-1. You know, if there's a minimum support, I'd be happy to work through it. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm
not going to sit here and work day and night with my other job.
Question ready with everything else going on.
Just to know that it's going to fail,
right?
Without anybody even listening to it.
Right.
Tim, do you think we could get enough community support to get this thing through?
I'm not a person from Marshall. I would hope so. I would, you know, because I'm passionate about it because it affects everybody.
Yeah.
The voters vote on it. You go walk the track. You go play softball. You go play whatever you want on it. You know, we're going to open it up to the community. In my mind, strictly my
bills.
We turn the lights on. Mm-hmm. You go work out. I go to Blair Oaks and my nephew. Those people are from Taos and Wardsville, they're on that field all night until they turn the lights on.
I know we
got walking and doing.
When we got the field built, people were out there all the time walking the track.
And we have to open it up to the community.
People fought us.
If we locked the gates,
tooth and nail when we put that stadium up out there.
But people need to go to these. I'm not trying to compare us to other schools, but we host more baseball games than any other team in the conference because we have a turf field. Rainouts come here. Tournaments come here. We host tournaments that aren't even ours. You know, we have more molehills on our soccer field than the Grand Pass does. We fertilize the grubs and they come.
But speaking of looking at what other communities are doing, have we looked at what, I mean, I suppose ATG did not look at what other communities are doing in terms of fundraising for...
ATG is the one that provided the option to put the advertising on the sidelines. They raised over $600,000 of the total budget for the football field alone. You know, that's just an option that they gave you several months ago. This is something that hasn't been brought up today. This is a year process that's gotten to this point.
It's kind of new to me. So I'm just asking. I don't know.
I've asked for these numbers for quite some time because if we don't do it now, we're not going to do it for another year. To at least bring it up.
So tonight we need to choose on an action item which option that we...
No.
I don't think we choose anything.
We choose on an option to
explore and look into to get details.
We're only investigating an
option. Just make sure we understand what he said. Motion.
Let him make a motion second. We'll still ask questions. Go ahead, Ed.
Make a motion for option three to look into that.
No.
Well, if that's a motion, let him vote against the motion, then come again. So. Or not second.
No second?
I second it.
No, you did?
I
do.
I'm on page three.
I guess we're up for a question.
Additional questions or comments?
I think it needs to be broader than just picking an option.
Yes, it's up to and including all of option three. That's where we're just investigating the whole. That if we only pick option one, we can only investigate putting turf and soccer lines on the football field. If we pick option three,
option one was everything.
Option three was the least
one. Yeah, that's option three
was
the least.
I'm wrong. I'm 100%. I apologize. I want to have as much leeway as we can.
Option one.
Okay.
What are we back to?
Yeah, you said three. Then you're correct.
I'm in my motion.
So Ed and I are both backwards.
Yeah.
Back to one.
Ed's making a motion.
That's why I wanted to die for like a second.
Ed's making a motion that we look into option one, which is
all of the above.
All of the above.
And I second that.
Second that.
Discussion. I would like a piece of discussion.
Go ahead.
I would like some input from people from the community to give us some input to get that started out there. We're not going to get it passed. The people are going to vote for it, we need to get them.
Well, the first four people I would ask if they would be willing would be Mr. Tobin, Mr. Burns, and the junior high and high school soccer coaches, and the junior high and varsity football coaches.
But I would, Harry, we need that outside perspective.
I know, but I'm talking, those are the first.
Just wait a minute. Can we amend it to say we look at option three?
No.
Oh, one. Yeah, you got me. Not option one, to build a committee, to look into option one, not just option.
That's going to be all part.
That's all part to explain.
Yeah, but that is not what the motion says. The motion says we'll look at option one. But, you know, I think that the board needs to say that we want a committee and headed by Tim to do that.
In district and out district opinions. Are you okay with that, Ed?
What was the language on?
In district and outside of district opinions.
So we're not
personnel wise.
Members.
Yeah, non-employee.
And we ask our media outlets to push that out for us.
We need to get Mr. get out of district.
Employees not.
Employees not employees.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, it's the community I want, you know.
PTO, for sure. PTOs.
I just think it needs to say we have a committee to investigate it, not just that we take option one, because that can be construed in several different ways.
The only thing we're doing is looking into our options.
Looking into the options.
Okay, so what's the motion now?
We're going to look into option one with both employees and non-employees, community members, potentially for a January decision to put it on the ballot.
Please, I want everyone, I've pushed this as hard as anybody, and Dr. Mayer and Dr. Renz, I've asked and asked, because I've made it well known, and if you don't know, my whole goal with the entire school would be to consolidate the middle school and the high school on that campus, and this is part of that. And I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to go around any corner. That's what I want. I want to turn Beaker into the high school and build a new high school. That's my 20-year plan. So if anybody, that's my goal. There's plenty of dirt there to do.
This could be a start.
And that's the reason I've asked Dr. Mayer and Dr. Renz to push it. It's not because they're pushing it, it's because I've asked and asked. Just like Aaron works on curriculum a lot, this is important. And security.
Linda, can you read what we're on?
Okay. Ed moved to amend his motion to look at option one, 10 seconds, and input from community in district and out of district input.
Members of the committee.
Employees.
And if anybody in here wants to be on that committee, feel free to contact me through Linda, or contact me on my cell, or email me. I'll be happy to. We'll cap it at a number. We'll pick that number, but we need them.
Okay.
Yeah, we still have a motion and second.
Motion and second. Call the question.
We ready?
Call question.
All in favor of pursuing Ed's motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Excuse me.
Okay. 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 Okay.